Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, and I'll be your host as we go through the news for this week in exports and commodity finance. At txfnews.com, you can find a new article assessing the role of ECA support in the commodity finance industry, as well as an interview with the CEO of Eksfin, the Norwegian ECA. In the news, this week a number of ECAs announced support for critical mineral projects around the world. Kexim and K-Shore have guaranteed a $668 million financing package for the second phase of the Sal de Oro lithium project, located in Argentina. This follows on from a $411.9 million deal for phase one that closed in January 2023. JBIC has co-financed a $355 million deal to support the Arqueros copper mine, located in Chile, alongside Mizuho, SMBC, and MUFG. The deal supports Japan's target of achieving 80% self-sufficiency in base metals by 2030 through long-term supply agreements. Export Development Canada has issued a letter of interest to Australian Strategic Minerals for the Dubbo Rare Earths project. The non-binding offer amounts to $400 million Australian dollars in direct lending, or roughly $262 million US dollars, and sits alongside LOIs from Export Finance Australia and US Exim for $200 million Australian dollars and $600 million US dollars, respectively. Finnvera has issued a buyer credit totaling $1.5 billion that will support purchases of Nokia's 5G products by Reliance Jio Infocom. Reliance Jio is a subsidiary of Reliance Industries and is the largest telecoms operator in India with around 400 million customers. The deal marks Finnvera's largest ever telecoms facility. In commodities, the metals markets have been grappling with the consequences of a US-UK ban on Russian origin aluminium, copper and nickel. The London Metal Exchange has followed suit by banning trades involving Russian metal produced after April 13th. But some traders have responded by taking advantage of LME warehousing rules. A new distinction between Type 1 and Type 2 Russian warrants, the latter of which cannot be traded, has allowed Glencore and Trafigura to profit from rent-sharing agreements, where a trader can take a share in the rental income that LME receives for storing metal in the long term. The LME is currently imposing tighter rules to its rent agreements to prevent traders from profiteering. Finally, Woodside Energy, the Australian oil and gas company, has suffered an embarrassing rebuke after shareholders overwhelmingly rejected the board's emissions plans. A 58% vote against the climate report marks the strongest protest yet recorded against any of the world's major listed companies. While the vote was non-binding, Woodside chair Richard Goyder has promised to review the company's approach to climate change. Critics have said that the current plans are overly reliant on offsets and are not aligned with the Paris climate goals. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news podcast through your usual podcast provider. And you can find out more on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.